This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach is providing farmers with valuable climate data. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
All sectors of the Iowa ag industry have been reeling from drought issues for 200 weeks now, and while we are trending in the right direction, the drought won't be ending overnight. With such intense rainfall deficits in many parts of the state, farmers need guidance on how to work within the current climate. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach recently hired Madeline Weissenberg as its new agricultural climatology specialist in order to help guide farmers with data and information on Iowa's climate patterns.
This role is 100% extension, so I think that is really exciting and unique that my time is 100% dedicated to serving extension and serving producers and Iowans all across the state and helping provide data and different information about how weather and climate may be impacting our production systems in the state.
While the long-term drought is still a large issue, Weissenberg said that fortunately, the short-term moisture has been very kind.
I think for the most part, things are looking pretty good despite that little cold stint, and we're back into very average conditions. We have had slightly above average precipitation for this spring, which has helped really recharge some of that soil moisture, and we're still looking at very long-term deficits when it comes to soil moisture, but short-term, we've definitely seen some wetness across the state. Even yesterday, flash flood warnings and flood watches in parts of southern Iowa.
For the rest of this story and more, visit iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.